Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
A.K.A. Mr. Switzerland Esquire, your favorite urban filmmaker, music producer from the South. And you're listening to the hottest blog talk radio show on planet Earth. What is it?
That's what's up.
With that girl, Big Mouth, and that boy, J2, you now rocking with the best. Let's go.
Let's go, J2.
What's up?
You over hot micing again? You done had a whole 2 weeks to relax. Are you still hot micing over there, my brother? How you doing?
I'm hot micing. Look, I'm sorry, world. Look, my wife just got back in. I told her it's getting dark out there. It's getting really bad out here in Dallas, Texas right now. They're talking about destructive winds, winds over 80 miles per hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, yes. Excuse me. I was making sure that my wife was like, baby, I'm glad you made it in safely.
All right. That's what's up. Tell Miss Missy I said hello.
Okay. I'm glad she made it home safely. And how are you doing out there on the side right now?
I'm doing all right. I'm living. As a living, well, I'm getting ready for my trip to the Triple D.
Right. You're coming
to the dirty, dirty. Yes, Lord.
Woo! Come on back home.
Yep. So, before we start anything, I guess what I need to do is, what is it that
you
I do?
You already know what we need
what
to do.
What is it that DJ too?
It's time for the Gucci Club. Yeah, it's time for the Gucci Club. Hey, it's time for the Gucci Club. Let's go. It's time for the Gucci Club. It's time for the Gucci Club. Hey. top of the country count. The top of the country count. Let's go.
Well, since
it's time for the country count.
Since there's so many countries right now.
Yes, yeah, so many countries.
You know, I'm just saying to everybody, thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you.
We have to give shout out to Blog Talk Radio for giving us a platform. I do appreciate that. We appreciate it so very much because we wouldn't be able to reach you if it wasn't because of Blog Talk. And that's what
thank y'all, everybody that's listening all over the world. But there's another thing that we need to do that we was looking forward to, and you know we got to do this for entertainment purposes only.
Oh, yeah. Holdy, holdy.
The views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2 and are used for entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio or any other entity. And that's what's up.
Because we broke, y'all. I keep telling y'all, we broke.
We ain't going to be broke for too long because I know the Lord is going to bless somebody. The Lord is going to touch somebody.
Somebody.
We need it, Lord. Sponsor the sponsorship and the Elon Muskins, the Donald Trumpins.
Right,
the ones that got the money. Lord, somebody touch them in sponsorship and...
I'm so sleepy right now. I mean, I've been up since even before the crickety crack of dawn this morning.
Right.
And I am a little loopy. And no, I haven't been schmirking. I'm just loopy.
No, we know that. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, just because that, just have respect and honorability, you know, things are going on in people's lives. And Big Mouth, we got your back. You understand?
Well, thank you. I'm just sleepy. I'm just excited. I've been packed since about 4 weeks ago. No. My stuff is all ready. So I'm just ready to get up and get out of here. And, you know, that's what it is. I'm just excited. I can't wait to see my girlfriend, my friend girl.
Okay.
Let me say that.
Okay,
straight.
All right.
My friend girl,
Ms.
not my girlfriend.
Cap,
my friend girl. Yeah. So that'll be good. Shout out to, before I do anything else, 2Gs, a.k.a. ha ha ha, Mr. Big.
2Gs.
2Gs, hey. So, yeah.
What it do, 2Gs?
Yeah.
I hope you're listening
right now.
He listens.
And my
creep on the
girlfriend.
He beat me on the show.
He knows when I say, when I haven't said hello, he creeps. So I know he listens every now and then. And my girlfriend Tia, I can't wait to see her either. I'm just excited to see everybody again.
Because I got some questions I want to ask you for what, you know, when you get down here. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great thing. I just FYI, listen, y'all, if y'all don't have to be outside right now, please don't go because it just started here and I can feel the pressure. It's blowing stuff around 80 miles per hour plus it's happening real time right now.
Yep. Well, they've been talking about it. That's the storm that's moving up east.
It's here.
We'll get it in the morning.
Man, it's blowing stuff all around.
Yeah, we're going to get prepped for the tail end of it up this way. So everybody, please be safe. Go into areas that are secure, bathrooms, since you all don't have basements like
basement.
We do.
Yeah.
Go into bathroom areas, you know. Just please be safe. All right?
Yeah. All righty.
Yeah. So, what's been going on? I haven't talked to you. What's been going on?
Oh, man, I just got back from Mississippi this weekend, helping Pops out. There's a lot of emotions, a lot of things going on with, my wife's mother dying, and there's been a lot of emotions behind it. She was a great woman. And just seeing everything and going through the process with my pops, Oh, I just call them pops. I didn't want to say pops-in-law. That sounds weird, right? But dad-in-law, that kind of sounds money. He's my
father-in-law.
Pops. I love
He's your father-in-law.
Right, father-in-law. Either way it go, that in-law joint still don't sound right. In-law, you know.
But that's what it is.
Okay, now, okay. Excuse me. We got the alarm sounding right now. We got
the
alarm
sounding.
Going
off?
The alarms are going off right now.
So are you close to the Fort Worth area?
I don't know if
area?
Y'all can hear that. The alarms are. I'm in the Arlington area, right
okay.
up the street from the. Oh man, it's looking like it's night. It's about to be a problem.
Well,
like
if
night.
That sky, if the sky
and
turns orange, if it turns orange and everything gets real still, or if it starts to hail really bad all of a sudden, that lets you know it's on its way. Or it's touchdown somewhere. All right, J2?
Y'all hear that? You can hear.
No.
You can hear. So y'all get in the house. Y'all stay inside.
Now we can hear. You must have stepped outside or something.
I just want to let everybody hear the alarms. The alarms are ringing. The alarms are ringing. And it looks like it's, you know, it's the tornado color, the green color. All the lights look like it's like 12 o'clock at night.
Is it if that sky lights up orange and it gets really still, that lets you know it's somewhere around. If you start getting a lot of hail, it's touched down somewhere or it's touching down. So
it's about to.
Yeah. So be safe, J2. If you have to jump off the air, I understand. We may have to cut this broadcast short. But in the meantime, this is what I'll do. I'll break to a commercial real quick, y'all. JT,
okay.
You go check and make sure what's going on out there.
Yes,
okay?
I am. Keep everybody
and
on breath right now,
we'll
real
right
time.
Back.
Real time. This is real time, y'all.
Okay. And we'll be back.
All
that's
right.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
The Lion of Judah. The Lion of Judah. In the unique fashion representing your strength, your faith, your power, through sportswear, casual wear, shorts, t-shirts, etc., etc. A black-owned business started right here in Dallas, Texas. The Lion of Judah, available on eBay, coming near you soon. Yeah. Lion of Judah.
I feel
we
y'all
ready.
Well, holistic team, but my back is never under A. So let's get paid, cause I stay red. to his place, and if you think that you ready for me, so who's ready now?
Ready.
Girl, Big Mouth and J2. How you doing out there? Is it Kansas yet? You blowing in the wind?
Yeah, it's blowing in the wind. That's not playing. The wind is really, really high. I'm telling you, it's supposed to be sunny and the sun will be out, but looking like it's almost 11 o'clock.
Well, I mean, you all, it was 78 degrees out there today. Y'all had a good day. Earlier,
yeah, and it dropped,
so.
The drop cool, jet, I mean, so cool, it feels like it's about 45 right now with the winds and stuff just going, so I can see why. Look, you can almost hear it pounding against the window right now.
But that's Texas weather. I mean,
yes.
I used to stand on my balcony. Remember I remember one time it was a tornado hitting right over there by Love Field. And I'm standing
right
on my balcony looking out at, trying to see where it was, and I'm right around the corner from it. That's when it hit over there at Love Field.
You really can't see a tornado with the naked eye unless it was like lightning or thundering, because the clouds are actually on the ground, so you wouldn't be able to see.
It was orange. Yes, you can. It was. You could see the funnels. It was.
Well, if you're right up on it, no, but if you're from a distance, yes, you can see that.
Well, anyway.
Otherwise, you will be in it.
I was in it. Remember when it hit Love Field? Remember when it hit Love?
Right, I remember that.
I lived right around the corner from Love. So I was calling out here, yelling and screaming and telling Gigi, tornado. It was just a mess. But anyway, so real quick, everybody, this is going to be a short call because, not a call, but a short show because I've got to get up at the crickety crack of dawn tomorrow.
She got
and,
things to do, y'all. She's trying to get to the D, going back to Dallas.
Going back to Dallas.
Yes, I think so.
Well, and one of the things I have to do is I have to meet with the folks over at Triple D Gear. Triple D has been around for a while, and when I used to work with Rich Mind Records, I helped to get Triple D. And so I signed all kinds of paperwork on that. And right now, even though they own everything legally, copyright, patented or whatever it is, we have to meet with the city council because the city of Dallas has given SMU the okay to use the city of Dallas D's. It's hard for me to explain. But anyway,
What you mean. They gave them the right to use the Triple D almost logo, but that's the city of Dallas.
But see, the city of Dallas never went and got, never did it, like, patented or whatever it was. So own it legally. We have patents on it, not copyrights and all that on it and everything. So we have to meet with the city council because the, I forgot what group it is over there at the, over there with them. They're trying to say that it's okay for those people to use it. And for us, it's SOL. Like, they want us to get rid of it. Oh,
no, it's not okay because I patented it.
I understand
that.
Sounds
like a legal battle. That sounds like a couple of million now. Just throw me a million.
So that's one of the things I have to do while I'm in Dallas is sit down and meet with the Vato and go over whatever. So if y'all out there and y'all see SMU with their little Mustang.
Triple D looking
thing. That's not the authentic.
And then the Mustang.
Yeah, and they're trying to muscle a black minority or a minority business. They're trying to muscle us. And luckily, I like to cross every I and dot every T.
Cross every T and dot every I.
Right. And so we've had that for, it's 15 years. Triple D, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, they're going to have, I mean, come on. We got to stand up for it. Go ahead, Uncle Luke. I'm going to call you Auntie C.
So that's what I have planned. And then, you know, it's Cappuccino's birthday. And we're going to get lit this weekend. Well, I can't get lit.
Calm myself out for a second. For a second.
Where? Outside?
Okay? For a second.
Outside.
I might step out for a second and come back home.
Oh, are you going outside? Or are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm not going outside right now. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen, my wife just opened up the door and it almost blew her back to the wall. That's how strong the wind is outside.
Wow. Yeah, it's headed this way. They said it was going to be about 80 miles per hour and all that stuff.
How's it going to be heading towards Chicago? I think it's just a big old line or something.
Well, it goes up east. It comes through Illinois. We'll get the end of it or edge of it, and then it goes through Michigan and over that way.
You see the top end of it because they're only showing the bottom half of it down here.
Oh, no. Yeah, I've been watching. I've been watching the weather all week.
Yeah.
So that's what's up. I really don't have much to talk about today. I haven't been looking at the news. You know what, J2? You know, I used to work, do some stuff with, remember Brooke Valentine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Big George, I hooked Big George up to become Brooke Valentine's, Jesus, I'm having a memory lapse right now.
Manager?
No, not her manager. Her bodyguard.
Bodyguard,
and,
okay.
Yeah, so I was looking at Love and Hip Hop Hollywood and remembering, like, the craziness that went on in her life. Brooke was as sweet as heck. She really was. But then I found out, I did a little research on her recently to find out where she is. She did end up marrying that Marcus Black guy. But she has cerebral palsy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that's sad. I was like, oh, dang.
Oh, man.
She's got cerebral palsy.
She's still making it happen, though,
Kevin.
She's still living her dream. Yeah,
oh, you can hear the thunder now. You can hear the thunder.
Oh, yeah. Now y'all believe me now.
Oh, I knew beforehand. But I couldn't hear the sirens. But I can hear the thunder.
No, you couldn't hear him. I tried to open the door enough, but it was like you could hear him. You know, it's probably a few miles away or maybe a mile away or two.
My sister, she does not like any kind of storm. She goes bananas. So
I think it's like tranquil at sometimes, cleansing the earth. I think it's like, you know, you need a storm to wash all away the bad stuff of the day, you know.
Oh,
and plus,
I
you
agree.
Also
I
get
like
to see
it.
God's
it's
power with
weather.
The lightning and the thunder, and you see God's power. That's nature.
It's good.
That's not man-made.
So, all right, J2. All
righty.
Let's see. What are we going to do? I'll be right back, y'all. All right?
Okay.
And that's what's up. Good luck.
That's what's up.
All right.
About y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horst and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
This is George Hageman, former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2.
Welcome back, y'all. J2, you still over there? You hanging in?
I'm hanging in there.
You hanging in there?
I'm hanging in there. I should step outside and do like a live weather broadcast.
No, no. We don't need that. No weather. You stay inside. Inside you stay. So
yeah, we're pretty much making it through all of the most of it. So if this is the worst it's going to get, it's not going to get that bad.
Well, since this is a dirty, dirty night, and I'm oh, happy birthday,
okay.
Belated birthday, Miss Badu. Erica. Happy belated
birthday. Oh, yes, yes. I think I said happy birthday.
Yeah, last weekend was her,
happy belated.
Was her birthday. Was her birthday, and
yeah.
You missed the big party. Everybody was there, and this is like the first years I wasn't there. No, last second year since I got sick.
Right.
Oh.
Those are
so much fun. Those are always so much fun. So I'm just
right.
So sleepy and loopy right now, y'all. I'm just, I don't know which way to go.
Okay.
I do not know. So on
which
that note,
what
you say? What you
it's
say?
It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, so I thank you for giving me approval. That is okay.
All right.
I'm trying to make sure that you don't get...
It's okay. We got you back.
Oh, thank you very much, J2. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, let's see. Yep. Well, folks, we are almost about out of time soon. And I know we didn't talk about much today, only because... What?
Well, the big issue is you're coming home, baby. I got to see you one day.
Oh, yeah.
Out of your long, heavy, hectic schedule.
Oh, it's just going to be crazy because I want to go, I want to go buy Big T. I got to go buy Big T. That's a must.
Of course.
Big T, and then I need to go over to Jenny's, or whatever that hair place is over there. You know I got to get some hair.
You got to get some hair. I'm talking about the one off of...
I got to go hat
shopping
over there in Oak Cliff. It's
okay,
Judy,
you ain't talking about
Jenny,
you talking about the one in Oak Cliff. Yeah,
the right...
Baddest.
No, Judy's. Jenny's.
Judy's.
Yeah.
Judy's.
Judy's.
Okay, Judy.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Well,
well,
you know
right
what?
There, right
maybe I should ask somebody that actually deal with her stuff like that.
It's right there behind Red, not too far from Red Bird Mall. Not too far from Red Bird Mall.
Oh,
over
that's the one
Cliff.
I was talking about. That's the one I'm talking about, right there. I think it's off Camp Wisdom. Not Camp Wisdom.
What
we call that hair store you go to all the time.
Jenny's.
Jenny.
Yeah, I know it.
Jenny's.
And I got to get some oil.
Yeah, off of Dr. Hill, yo.
Yeah, that's my... I got to go buy me a hat.
Jenny's.
I know it. And I have to go to Big T. And so...
You
got
to go to Big T. Okay, so you
got to
go to Jenny's. You
got to
go... What else do you have to see when you get here?
Well, I have to do those
Let
two
the people
things.
Know. So they can tell them.
Oh,
that's a big map. Okay.
And our street team, a few of our street team people, I'm going to be meeting around with them. While I'm in town, I have to meet up with a few of them while I'm there. And that's pretty much it. I am. You all just do not understand how loopy and tired I am right now. I can't even form a word in my mouth. And you know what?
Okay. Don't put the issue. Okay, we want to go ahead and close it down or?
Nope.
You know?
I was about to go to commercial, so that's what's up. How about that?
Okay, that sounds great to me.
Okay, I am really deliriously right now. And we don't want to have one of those laughing episodes again. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be back.
That's what's up.
The Lion of Judah. The Lion of Judah is a unique fashion representing your strength, your faith, your power. Through sportswear, casual wear, shorts, t-shirts, etc., etc. A black-owned business started right here in Dallas, Texas. The Lion of Judah. Available on eBay. Coming near you soon. Yeah. Lion of Judah.
Baby. Put it down. Very close up to you, baby. Miami, go to church like Mayfair with the skin off your head and go fuck your face. We used to jump niggas, but that was way back then. Stop going ham on the album, it's in on the Mac 10. I'm a hustler, whatever I got, I sell it to you. I said my hood a thousand times, I might as well sell it to you. O-A-K-C-L-I-F-F, with my niggas about myself, don't bite my tongue, don't hold my breath. O-A-K-C-L-I-F-F, with my niggas about myself, don't bite my tongue, don't hold my breath.
That's my hood, you know. Just man, it all had to take me back, man. It took me back. Good.
Well, you know, since I'm on my way, I thought I'd let everybody know where I'll be and what mood I'm in.
Oak Cliff.
That's my hood.
Okay, yeah. Look, why people always try to say they're really from Oak Cliff, but ain't really from Oak Cliff. Yeah, where you from, Oak Cliff? No, you ain't from Oak Cliff.
I'm not even from Oak Cliff. I wasn't even from Oak Cliff.
But what, you know, it's a big thing. People talking about it really from Oak Cliff.
I came A block, though. I am A block.
Yeah.
Now, that's for sure. I claim A block. Because Triple D comes from A block areas. You hear me?
So,
you feel me? So.
Yeah, though.
I do apologize. I haven't spoken to you about anything that we discussed, like what they're doing with the student loan and you know, just all that craziness. It's just
right.
I'm just trying to weep off.
I got something to say about that, but I will talk about that later.
What you got to say? You about to get your loan? Let's get you ready
to start school. Before I say anything, I'm just gonna let it play out first. I gotta see it through first before I can just let it be known. But it's dealing with.
Well, congratulations on getting your loan, and you're gonna be starting school and all that good stuff. So that's a good thing. That's a really good thing.
No,
I'm so proud of you. But in the meantime,
trying is always a back down, so we'll see about it when we see it through.
Yeah, well,
so,
they were talking about
I'm
it again
excited.
Today.
Yeah,
they
I'm
were,
excited.
You know,
I'm so excited. Knowledge is everything, especially that type of knowledge.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And I love learning and love knowledge.
When I finished school, that was it. My father had wanted me to go to law school, and I was done with school. I was already on that 5-year plan anyway. Till my mother called.
You was on
a
5-year.
I was on a 5-year plan,
right,
and my
right.
mother called me and she said, "I spent such and such, and 55 cents. When are you going to get out of school? You know, and I was like, oh, I didn't even think about it. So with that next year, I was out of there. I want to live my life. He's like, when are you going to get out of school? So I was tired of it by then anyway, and I was done. And so then I became certified in engineering over here because MCI sent me to, once again, to school. My father didn't think that was good enough. It didn't stand up to what he wanted me to do, which was, you know, law school. I just don't want to, you know, no.
That's not your dream or your calling. He's trying to project.
No,
what
it
he
was my dream at one point. It was my dream to be a lawyer.
You're able
at
to
one
switch
point.
Your dream up. It's your life.
I know that.
Right?
But I'm just saying, my dad did not care for that. You know, and he was paying for stuff, so he got every right.
Yeah, if he don't care for it, I ain't paying for it. But Bob, I'm good at this. I'm not good at the law. I'm good at this. This is what I want to do. You know, even if you say that, like, Bob, just trust me. This is what I can. I have my life. This is what I want to do. Yes, you're paying for everything, but help me with this.
Way
help me grow my dream.
I
want my life.
Working for MCI, and you know, and he was like, "Well, are you going to go back to law school? Are you going to look? Whatever." So, no. I ended up becoming one of the engineers that helped bring out the two-way pagers. You remember those? That's
sure
my
do.
Claim to fame. The two-way pagers. I am so loopy. I mean, loopy-doopity-doopity-doo-doo-doopy. What'd you say, JT?
You know, the 304, that's where they used to call us, 304 on the pager.
Oh, yeah, and the one that you get the, that was the
it's
one where you
backwards.
Did the
yeah, turn it back, turn it upside down.
No, it was the actual one where you put the words in.
Yeah, letters and words.
Not the one where you do
Oh, you're talking about the typing one.
Yeah, the two-way pager.
You talking about the ones you could type with? Those are next generation ones. I thought you were talking about
the
regular two-way
pagers. I brought that out back in '90. I'm not gonna say.
Okay, don't let it. Okay.
Yeah, because I used to do end-to-end network testing for MCI and AT&T, and I did all that crazy stuff. I've been the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker.
Man, you know, I just wouldn't, I can't believe because I did my couple of years real quick, came back to the house for a second. You know how you had that, yeah, I need that semester off type feeling.
Yep. So, I mean, I graduated, I got my degree, degree's in criminal justice. You know, I used to work for the U.S., I used to be a probation officer for U.S. Office of Probation. Believe it or not,
commercial. Let's go to a commercial.
Okay, because I'm just babbling.
Let's go to a commercial.
Okay, we're going to a commercial. I hope I'm not playing the same commercial again, y'all.
Yeah. Do you need a haircut? Do you need to look fly at your next event? Or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the date you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon, 3033 West Parker Road, Unit Number 3, Plano, Texas, 75023. Yeah, ask my boy Black. He going to hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon. The ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas. Yeah.
Get money. Hey, we gon' get money. Them boy fresh, but they not this stunning. When I walk by, I either smell like money. Dope man clean, not the damn say no man. Get money. Hey, we gon' get money. Them boy fresh, but they not this stunning. When I walk by, I either smell like money. Dope man clean, not the damn say no man. Prada frames on me. Look at the chain on me. Oh, that nigga got a mean swag on him, don't it?
looking good, but don't put the stain on me. Not the stain on me. I keep the thing on me. Ain't gotta use it. Mean knuckle game on me. I keep some chains on me. I can't complain, homie. I don't want your girl pimping, she just all lonely. I don't want your girl pimping, she just all lonely.
Because I am so sleepy, and you know, I'm just rambling. I'm not talking about anything, and I do apologize to everybody for that. I've been up since early, and I'm ready to go back to sleep, and I got to be back up at 4, well, I got to be out the house at 4:30.
Yeah, you need all of your rest right now.
Okay. So, and then I got to make something to eat. Oh, yeah, because I am just rabbledy-rabbledy-babbledy.
Okay, what you going to
do? I don't know. I might just go and, you know what I got? Those pizza puffs. I don't know why I bought them, but I bought those pizza puff things. And I might shove those in the oven and eat a few of those and go on to make a salad.
And then go on and knock out. Mm-hmm.
And then go to sleep. Yep. So
that's it.
Oh, I got a question for you real quick before I let you go.
Yes.
If I was to hit you in your balls.
Oh, man.
I was to hit you in your balls, would you want me to prepare for it, or would you want it to be a sudden thing? Like, you know.
I wouldn't want neither one of them motherfuckers.
But if you had a choice.
Oh, man. No, bracing for it is like, okay, you know it's coming. Oh, you know this is going to hurt. That's like self insanity. Yeah, if you're going to do it, you better go ahead. You better hit me when I don't know you is. I'm going to knock your ass out.
Oh, that was a question that I wanted to ask you today.
Oh, man, you can't ask it, man. Ooh, waiting on it? No, man, no, that's just... No, ooh, you torturing yourself. You know it's coming, so no. I wouldn't, yeah, if you're going to do a bop, just you better hurry up and kick past yourself.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right, J2. And on that note, like the farmer said to the potato.
Okay.
Plant you now, dig you later. And I'm just so confused right now. I can't even see nothing. I don't know where nothing is. All right, y'all. We love y'all.
All right, y'all.
I'll be out there tomorrow day too. I gotta get some sleep. I really, really do. And I'm trying to find my outro with y'all so I can go get something to eat and go to sleep.
Already.
I have no idea where it is. So on that note, everybody, plant you now and dig you later.
Dig you later.
Bye, J2. I apologize for being so goofy, but I had to be
we don't need a format every time. We need some just come on with it. Just be natural.
Yeah, but we didn't naturally talk about too much tonight, so, you know.
We did talk about this, so we did talk about things and have
and
some,
then we
you
had
know,
a storm.
Little...
You had your storm. Mm-hmm. You were out there in the middle of a... Well, good thing nothing happened. I'm happy that nothing happened. Did it touch down anywhere, J2?
Huh?
Did it touch down anywhere?
Yes, it did. It touched in Linden, Texas, which I think is a little north of here. Not Tarrant County, I think one of them other counties, Young County or something like that. But yeah,
so
it's one touchdown.
Which way is it headed?
It's headed towards Dallas right now, so it's going through downtown Dallas, DeSoto, Plano, Garland, all the way down to the Red Oak. I mean, all the way down to Waxahachie, all the way up towards Allen. So
okay.
It's a big
old
everything.
Well, everybody, please be safe out there. Those of y'all that are out in that area, moving up towards this way, and it'll be hitting up here at about in the morning sometime, about 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be getting the tail end of it up this way, but the gist of it will probably
snow
touch in Michigan.
It's rain.
What'd you say?
It's going to be rain or snow?
No, it'll be snow. Well, it might be some snow, too. Or some, I don't know. Good night, J2. I'm talking crazy as I don't know what.
All righty.
Good night, sweetheart. When it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. When it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Mm-hmm.